besides a lot of them being on the main drags in the town, being torn down for businesses of hamburger joints and that service stations. Now, Hess Oil Company bought three large homes on North Broad Street across from Jennings Funeral Home about 2 or 3 years ago. Tore them down and built a large service station there. And I just regretted to see it. There are so many service stations. They're going out of business every month somewhere in town, and yet they keep destroying homes to build more.
That's happening in Atlanta, too. Not so much destroying homes, but there are a lot of areas that are beautiful, wooded areas are being torn down and turned into shopping centers and service stations. And you'll have clusters of service stations a block from each other. Mm-hmm. And how they possibly can support. So during rush hour, you begin to believe we need every one of them when you see all the cars on the road. But
yeah, but who would dare to stop at one of them during the rush hour because he couldn't get back in traffic when he got ready to go?
Do you come to Atlanta very often?
No, I thought recently. I haven't been there in a couple of years.
Really?
We don't have any relatives there, and a few friends, but not really close. And for some reason, we just haven't been.
You do your shopping and everything then here in Rome?
Yes.
You find pretty much what you want?
Yes.
Can you tell me about how high the ceiling is in this room?
Well, let's see. It'd be 10 feet. Possibly 10 feet.
How high was the ceiling in the home where you were born?
Well, believe it or not, it wasn't very high. Back in those days, they normally built 14, 16 foot ceilings. Mm-hmm. This wasn't high. And that was kind of unusual for an old home.
Yes, that is. I would expect it to be.
I'd say not even 10 feet high. I guess, though, because of the upper deck, upstairs.
All the ceilings were about the same height then the new part was built?
Yes, I think so, as I remember.
What do you call, we were talking a minute ago about the fireplaces in the house where you were born. What do you call the part of the fireplace that extends out into the room where the fire really isn't?
I almost said it a while ago and I caught myself. I call it hearth.
All right. What do you call the two metal things that are put in the fireplace that you put wood on top of to burn?
We call them fire dogs.
Really? I've heard that before.
And the irons, but we didn't know what that meant back then. It was fire dogs.
Did you use grates then at all in the fireplace?
No, we used wood only.
What do you call a piece of wood that you would burn in a fireplace?
Firewood.
Is there a term though for a round piece, say just one piece that you pick up and put in?
The round, big round pieces were back sticks.
They were? I didn't know that. Well, what do you start, what do you call the wood you start the fire with?
That's kindling.
Are there different kinds of kindling? Are there, you know, if there's small pieces or larger pieces, do you call them different things?
No, I don't think so.
It's just whatever, all of the pieces that you would use. What kind of wood is it usually?
Pine knots. Pine knots and pine hearts. I can't remember now what we called it. That. We didn't call it lighter wood. Some people called it lighter wood. But we had some other name, but I don't remember now what we called it. But it was heart of pine trees and pine knots and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Split them up into small pieces where you wouldn't even have to use kerosene to start it. Now, if I were to start a fire in a fireplace, and we have one, but we got gas logs in it.
Have you?
But if I used wood, I'd dash some kerosene or something of that sort on it and start it quickly.
Ooh, isn't that dangerous?
With kerosene, it's not. Gasoline would be.
Oh, I guess that's right. What do you call the wood part of a sort of part of a fireplace that extends out over the fireplace itself? And sometimes people put clocks on them and
the mantle.